Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 1651 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, OCR. I was present when the stenographer took down the questions propounded to both Mrs. Maud Bailey and Mrs. May Barrett. I told the Solicitor General as to what Mrs. Maud Bailey had stated to me before he began questioning her. As Mrs. May Barrett went to leave the office of the Solicitor General, she saw sitting in the office her niece, Mrs. Mary Fagan, and Mrs. Barrett said in substance to her daughter, "You told a pack of lies, S.L. Rosser, sworn for the state. I have read over the above and foregoing, as signed by Deputy Sheriff Plenty Minor. The recitals of fact as contained therein are true. Mrs. T.D. Morris, sworn for the state. I am personally acquainted with Mrs. May Barrett. On April 26, 1913, Mrs. May Barrett, Mrs. Maud Bailey, and myself and my daughter, Florence Ernest, went to Moon's Shoe Store on Mitchell Street between 9 and 10 o'clock. Mrs. Barrett said she had to go to the pencil factory, so she left us at the corner of Mitchell and Forsyth Streets. After Mrs. Barrett left us, we went to Duffy's on the corner of Mitchell and Forsyth Streets. We finished our business in Duffy's and came out and waited on the corner for Mrs. Barrett. She did not come back as soon as we expected her to, so Mrs. Maud Bailey asked me to go down to the National Pencil Company's place of business with her to get her mother. I said to Maud, I won't go upstairs. I will stay down here and wait for you. Mrs. A. Stewart. Avcar came along, and my daughter Florence said to me, let's go home. I said, I can't. I have Maud's umbrella. When my daughter boarded the car, and while I stayed in the doorway of the National Pencil Factory, there was an old Negro man sitting down on a box at the right-hand side of a person as they went into the factory. In other words, the man sat at the north of the entrance. Three white men were standing out in front of the pencil company. While I was standing in front of this building, two ladies came down and went across Forsyth up Hunter St. One was a tall lady, and the other was low and chunky. There was a tall, slim Negro sitting on the inside of the door, and he came out and sat down by the side of the Negro, who I first saw sitting on a box in front of the factory. I have today looked at this man that I saw sitting on a box in front of the factory on April 26, 1913, and I am informed that this man's name is Truman McGrary. I remained in front of the pencil factory until Mrs. Barrett and Mrs. Bailey came down. I